Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 6:11. Get her done Tuesday. We are going to start with her, H.E.R. I have an email here from Jane. She says, hey guys, I put Hard Place from her in your 7 a.m. hour tomorrow, which is today. So 7 o'clock hour, you'll hear that song from her. It's an official ad here at the station.
Nice. What else did Jane say?
She said, Michael saw her. Michael's our boss, Michael Martin. Michael saw her perform at Clive Davis's Grammy party. And she won Best R&B Album at the Grammys. And he emailed me after the Grammys that night and said, we need to be playing this now. It's so gorgeous and so sad, but so amazing. She has 1.7 million Insta followers. But Michael stepping out on it makes us the first hot AC station in the country to be playing this jam.
Wow. Yeah. That's cool.
And then she said?
And we're the second out of any format in the whole country. So that we're a hot AC. Adult contemporary, is that what AC is?
Yeah.
So if you're an adult and you like music that's happening now, we're the station for you. Added bonus, says Jane. Jane goes on. She's from Vallejo. Michael did a cool Instagram post on it if you want to see it in his own words.
I saw it. Yeah. I liked it. I went, like.
Oh, man. Good job. That was a good thing to do. So anyway, her from Vallejo, 7 o'clock hour.
She crushed it on the Grammys.
She did.
For me.
Oh,
I know some people wrote in and said, oh, what? Yeah. Okay.
No, I liked it.
I mean, look, I'm...
We definitely watched the whole performance, and I can't say that about most of the performances.
Right.
But a few of them. Katy Perry's in the news today, not just because her dress looked like a paint roller, but...
Boy, that girl. I know. She really knows how to catch hate.
Yeah. Well, last week, there was a Gucci balaclava sweater. And it was, you know, a balaclava is like covers your face and there's like a hole for your mouth or whatever. And really, the balaclava sweater, it's really just a long turtleneck because it doesn't go up over your head. It just goes to just below your eyes. And it had, it was a black sweater. And where the mouth hole was, there were like big red lips around it.
And like lipstick.
Yeah, like lipstick. And people said, that looks like blackface. Get that off of there. And they pulled it down.
Well, Gucci... was very surprised. I read the article and they were like, what?
Okay,
we have to get rid of it.
Now you have to get rid of it. So the thing about it.
Wasn't their intention?
No.
No, they
were just doing red lips on it, but that's.
But I have to say, this was a misstep, anyways, because that might be the ugliest effing thing I've ever seen.
It's not attractive.
Right up until I saw Katy Perry's shoes that have now been pulled down for being. But listen, I really think that this is just the people are like, oh, those look like blackface. You got to get those off of there. And so, but really in their head, they're like, those are the most god-awful ugly shoes I've ever seen in my life.
They
need to be pulled off just to protect people from themselves. Someone who would buy a Katy Perry product just because it says Katy Perry on it. And those are they're so ugly. They're like the ugliest faces I've ever seen on shoes. Because I haven't seen that many faces on shoes. I don't have that much to compare it with. But they're so bad. And they even have a stretch. So these are like a mule. You know, you just slide your foot in, kind of like a clog looking thing. And they've got this stupid looking face on them. There's like a cream colored one and there's a black one. And people are like, that one looks like blackface. But then there's also a strappy version, which is even worse. Did you see that one? It's the one on the far left there. I mean, it's they're just who wants it looks like Mr. Potato Head shoes is
well,
what it looks like.
She's a clowny dresser to begin with, so there's no surprise she'd put this out and be like, yeah, that's cool, I would wear that. But
horrible.
Look, I do think that for African Americans, if they were to say that makes me uncomfortable, our society should listen to that. I also think that most black people would be like, I don't care about your dumb shoes, Katy Perry.
Wear whatever stupid
That's
shoes
not
you want
to
wear.
And I don't have any time to be dealing with that. So, but that's what online has done. It has given a voice to every whiny bee in the world. And those are the ones that get action taken because they are relentless. They'll get online.
They're squeaky
and they got
wheels.
No life. Mm-hmm. And they'll just be like, I will stay on Twitter till you listen. And people find, like in this case, these shoes are hitty. They're doing her a favor.
That's exactly what I people were like, quick. Tell her they look like blackface. Let's get them off of there. Like, that's going to ruin her. Like, I'm sorry, but anybody who approves that as a design for shoes, like, if you're going to put a face on shoes, at least make it a somewhat attractive face. Like,
or
that is
a happy face.
Sure. It really just looks like kind of like if you put lipstick on a fish. Like, the eyes are way too far off. They're not even looking in the same direction. They're, like, looking off to the sides. I don't know. I just feel like, forget the internet. Designers have just gone too far.
Like the person here.
Go back. Take a step back.
Who called her out is named Chantilly Coco. Uh-huh. But that's her name is next to this story everywhere it goes. That's got to be her drug, right?
Chantilly.
Chantilly Coco. I'm sure she's.
I don't know who that is. Do you?
No, that's what I'm saying, though, is no one knows who that is until now. On Twitter, she's someone. Because she was the person to call out. You know what I mean?
Yes. And say,
this is her thing.
But she's just trying to save Katy Perry. I think she's actually trying to do a good deed. Mm. Like, yeah, these are blackface. And also the ugliest shoes I've ever seen in my life.
I don't know. I mean, computers have created a culture that I'm not a fan of. But we walked like sheep right into it. Mm. All of us did. Nobody said, hey, we should pump the brakes. This whole Silicon Valley thing is taking over everywhere.
Well, I think that we all sort of, at our age, we looked at it and thought, okay, there's things that I can use in this, and didn't really anticipate the way it would take over our kids' lives. Like, to me, that's the problem, is we're the last generation that knows life before the internet.
Right.
Even Bryn, I don't know if you remember life before the internet. But
I do, yeah. I started
before
off
before the internet?
Yeah, AOL.
Oh, how old were you? Five?
I was in middle school around there. And I remember
all right, you're the last generation.
Waiting
then.
For that little.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. That sound.
Dude, that's racist.
Oh,
now that was racist.
So, I'm 100% with you. There's just no way to know how, like, now go four generations forward, you know, give this whole thing 100 years. I mean, are we doomed or what? Are we really going Wall-E all the way?
Here's a sound.
Yep. That's it.
Oh, my God.
Worst sound ever.
Yeah,
it was,
I do
that
think
was the
that
worst sound ever. And you used to hear it 15 times a day. Because you kept getting knocked, like someone would call you. Right. Or someone would pick up the other line of the phone. And you'd just be like, oh, my God, I'm online. I was online. I was just about to be done. Now I gotta start over.
Or watching porn back then.
Well, I didn't watch any porn.
It was like, well, it was just images because video wasn't around yet, and it would be like a little block, a line, and then it goes.
It'd fill
slowly
in the next line, right?
Oh, money!
Like, just, you know, you wait now 5 minutes to see a picture,
and now if the photo doesn't, because you know sometimes it'll, when it first gets up there, it's out of focus, and then it, and all of a sudden it goes, and it's in focus. And you're like, oh, thank God. That took like 3 seconds. Oh, my God.
Is that worse than watching porn through the scrambler on cable back
no
in the day?
No, that was the worst.
That was the worst.
Well, that was the worst because there you are in the living room with your wiener out when mom walks in. What? Nothing.
You got that afghan that she knitted covering
you.
Something's
wrong with the TV. I can't
see
anything.
She's like, please, not into the afghan. I spent that took me a month to make that.
I'm completely exposed here. Mm. Anyway, it's technology. It's a real bitch.
Yeah, but it has made getting more technology.
No, it has. There's spots where it's easy. There's also spots where it's made things not easy. Mm. And this is, I'm telling you. It's about, you were just saying it, it's about the kids coming up who are completely bent by this. The ones that are like, I only got 15 likes on my picture, and Cindy liked a picture of my friends but didn't like mine. Now I think Cindy doesn't like me. I wonder what I did.
What?
Well, and just the way an entire school can get turned against one kid when they've texted everyone in the school and everyone shared some picture of, you know, someone bending over with a plumber's crack in science lab or
something. One of our old coworkers used to have an app that could determine or tell you who's following you, who stopped following you today, you know, and all the stats on it.
It's just it's,
and they're obsessed with.
I think it's corrosive. It's horrible. I feel like our self esteem is being based on something that's just it's like the ultimate group thing.
Well, not our self esteem.
No, I mean the kids.
But the kids, yeah, for sure, they're coming up with this weird bent idea about what acceptance is. Mm. And it has to do...
And are not having real-life social interactions and don't know how to do it.
This is the trippy part. I probably shouldn't say this into a microphone because I haven't really thought it through, but we did put nerds in charge of this social networking. Mm. They're the ones who are socially... Well, they're not the ones
of nerds.
We should look to when it comes to this...
Interpersonal relationships.
Right? Yeah. Am I wrong? It seems weird that we, like, you know...
Yeah.
If you look at the Facebook guy...
Mark
Zuckerberg.
Zuck.
Yo, Mark.
You're like, so that guy.
Yes, that's right. I am the one who decided how everything is going to be and whether or not someone likes you or doesn't like you or follows you or doesn't follow you. Bitch, bye. Follow.
That guy.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Mm. Well, and it's the opportunity for the ultimate mean girl revenge or something. I mean, we've become terrible people. Okay, great. The future's just great. Let's move on. Going back in time here, does everyone in the... I actually asked Bryn this morning because Dr. Ruth Westheimer was a part of my life growing up. You remember Dr. Ruth?
I do know
Dr.
Ruth.
Sure, but I mean, I never listened to her.
Yeah, I don't know how she was part
anything.
Of your life.
I've definitely seen... I don't know where she was either. Maybe she was on TV, although it seems unlikely. She was so dirty. So she's a sex therapist, and she just never shied away from... I think my mom might have had a book of hers or something, or did she have a radio show?
I would suspect she had a radio show more than a TV show.
Yeah, like a call-in thing or something. I definitely spent some real quality time with Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
Oh, did you?
And you don't
yes,
know where.
Yes, I did. I don't know where, though. Please.
Growing up in the country, that's all you had after Dr.
Yeah,
Dina Dell?
Yeah, exactly. We had to go to the radio. We all gathered around the radio at night with our candles and our pitchforks or whatever we had. I don't know. In the country, I'm sure we had this. So Dr. Ruth is 90 years old and still talking about sex, much to the chagrin of her kids and grandkids. And she was talking about how she's got a new show coming up. It's called Ask Dr. Ruth.
Uh-huh. Is that radio or TV?
It is on Hulu.
Oh.
So it's May 10th it's coming out. So I guess they've shot a bunch of it and she's out promoting it because I'm sure we're going to start to hear from her. So for the kids out there, Dr. Ruth, she's like, I don't know, German maybe?
Yeah.
Is that Dr. Ruth? Isn't she? Is she German? I don't know. Something like that.
I thought she used to be like a sniper for the Israeli army or something.
Oh, my goodness. I hadn't ever heard that. But
oh, you didn't?
Maybe it's true.
I would believe that.
Maybe she's Israeli. I don't know.
Well, in the promo, she has a German accent. Somebody's talking about it. If you want me to roll the...
Dr. Ruth?
You want to...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just roll it. Here it is. And then I left that out right there. You can... So there it is. I mean, it's about a minute and a half long.
So I just read. So she was born in 1928. Her father was taken by the Nazis. Her mother and grandmother sent to Switzerland. She never saw her family again. She was orphaned at 16, joined the Israeli army.
Oh, boy.
And then she was a sniper, but then she got really badly injured. I think it says her feet.
And that is when her education began.
Her feet got blown off.
Jesus, she has no feet?
What?
Dr. Ruth has no feet?
Look. Yeah, it says my legs were almost ripped off by my 20th birthday in 1948 by a cannon.
Almost.
Which exploded. But it did completely mangle her feet.
Oh,
wow.
I don't remember.
Anyway. Yeah.
Wow, what a life. Anyway, she's at 90 years old. She's got a show on Hulu,
about
for
sex
God's
too,
sake.
After
no
all
doubt.
That.
It's the only pleasure I have in my life.
She's right, though, and I actually, if they're saying she should get to take credit for it, then good for her, because one of the things that I you know, I'm endlessly fascinated with is our sort of teen years, that sort of, I don't know, puberty, yeah. I guess is what you...
That transitional...
That 11, no one talked to anybody. No, my dad never said, look, you're going to find out this thing does this. And, you know, yes, it goes number one. It also does this.
It also does number three.
You know what? It would have really helped if someone had said that so yeah. that I wouldn't have felt so weird and wouldn't have been locked in a bathroom with the shower running for 45 minutes because I couldn't talk to anybody and have anyone say, yeah, that's totally normal, man. You're fine.
Girls should read the height report.
You said that for years.
Yes, I have said it for years. Is that a print? You have to buy a used copy of it. Gross. But it's a survey. I don't know what the male equivalent
they might have
is.
Reprinted. I feel like a couple years ago we looked it up and they started to reprint it.
They should. I mean, it was a survey done like late '60s, early '70s by this Cher Height is her name, Shere, and it's basically I read it and the sense of relief. I'm like, oh my god, I'm 100% normal. Mm. It's just about female sexuality.
Well, all that stuff's normal, but when no one has told you, you're alone in the house and you're just trying to find.
And you think it's bad for boys? Girls, it's never a topic. I've always tried to be like, every girl should be getting herself a vibrator for your 13th birthday. Like
yeah!
that. Yes! Girls should need to know how to get
13.
Well, 15, whatever. I don't care when. We should be telling people that it's not just, whatever.
But people do that now, and they didn't
more
then,
than they ever have.
So it's nice that people talk about
and Dr.
it.
Dr. Ruth is the impetus behind it.
17
and
bucks.
From behind.
The height report.
For the height report?
Still around.
Is there a report on male sexuality? Because I bet you
there
that would
is.
Be super helpful for boys.
There's a height report for the male sexuality.
And this way, you don't even have to talk to your kids about sex. Just leave them the book and go, this is a book about sex. Here you go.
Is height spelled?
H-I-T-E.
Uh-huh. Like the beer.
I thought it was different.
Like light, but height.
Oh, boy.
Well, no, there's...
There's a height beer.
There is a height beer.
Huh?
There
is? H-I-T-E.
Korean.
Wow.
Sure
it's
Korean.
Look at Bryn knowing all this stuff.
All right, what's coming up in the news?
I have no idea.
All right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 6:38 and it is Tuesday morning. You can watch this show by going to radioalice.com/watch. That link will take you directly to the little online TV show.
The Looking Glass.
Where we've got a bunch of cameras in all the studios, and we all just, you know, we look fabulous, and you can see, especially Bryn, damn.
Oh, damn, Bryn.
What are you saying right now?
How well-rested you look.
You don't like my three-piece suit?
Yeah, no, you look great. Everyone should check you out right now on The Looking Glass. RadioAlice.com/watch.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years, and the Subaru True Love event on now.
True Love?
That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Thank you, Bryn. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, no, you are on your game. Woo! Woo!
Back to that well-rested thing. So where to begin? I guess I'll mention real quick that California Governor Gavin Newsom is preparing to deliver his first State of the State address. That looks like it's at 11 a.m. today.
Okay.
So our boy. I'm a fan. I like him.
I
probably stopped short of calling him a friend because we know him through here. And it's not like I'm all, hey.
I bet he'd pick you out of a lineup, though.
He knows me. I'm just saying that I'd stop short of...
I call him friend of the show.
Yeah.
Sure.
So and Hooman calls him a friend.
Right.
He comes to Hooman's events.
Mm. Comes to his birthday party.
Sure.
Well, he's MIA now that he's governor.
Well, let him do his job. I mean, I'm sure he'll stop at some point, and he'll be back in the fold for you.
It's just like when someone, one of your friends gets married, you know? Once the honeymoon period is over, they'll be back.
Right.
But this guy's trying to help out California.
I just want to say, all Gavin, if you're listening, please don't let Trump drill off of our shores. Please.
I'm pretty sure he's not listening. He's about to do the State of the State address from Sacramento, yep. I believe. Anyway. So there's that. That's happening. Also, we've got a huge storm hitting tonight and through tomorrow. So if you can avoid the commute tomorrow, you should.
Yep.
And if you can't,
take it easy. Give yourself some extra time and go slow.
Sorry.
Sucks to be us. We'll be out in that.
Yes, we will. Have you thought about a hotel room in town tonight or something?
No. No, I'll be fine. I'm leaving plenty early and it'll be all good. Let me ask you a question.
I'm ready.
Who's Michelle Carter?
I do not know.
A Massachusetts woman. You don't know her?
Oh, nope. Not that I know of. Just from the same state, but you know.
A Massachusetts woman who sent her suicidal boyfriend a barrage of text messages urging him to kill himself.
I do know who this is.
Was sent to jail finally yesterday on involuntary manslaughter conviction. Nearly 5 years after the boy died in a truck filled with toxic gas. Michelle Carter got 15 months in jail in 2017 for her role in the death of Conrad Roy III. A judge allowed her to remain free while they appealed this in state court. And they upheld the conviction and then they wanted to take that to the Supreme Court. A lawyer argued, she's 22, she's not going anywhere. She's no prior criminal record. She hasn't tried to flee.
She's just a terrible person, and we all know it. I wish I'd remembered her name, because, you know, if I'm ever in a hiring position,
a judge
Michelle
ruled,
Carter wants to.
Right. A judge ruled Monday, off to jail with you.
Yeah. Goodbye.
So the family of the boy has expressed that we hope no one ever has to feel this pain, to know that there was a person who he was talking to about this, and that person encouraged him instead of helped him.
Right.
Or told.
Can you imagine? It is just the pain of losing a child and to know that it was so utterly preventable.
And that
he was saying, I don't want to do this.
There's one person.
Who killed your son. That person. I think it's incredible that she got involuntary manslaughter. To me, that is murder. Like, she, I don't know. I mean, I guess I wasn't on that jury, and they just want to give her some jail time, I guess. But
well, I'm sure the lawyers were arguing their age and all of the different things, but she got international attention, and it's clearly a look at teenage depression and suicide that most people don't get to see played out in the paper.
It's just horrible. Just
and the
one
quotes,
of the worst stories ever.
If this is the first time you're hearing the story, the quotes were all, they're out there. They're printed. They are, you keep pushing it off and say you'll never do, say you'll do it, but you never do. It's always going to be that way if you don't take action. This is what she's telling a young suicidal boy. And I can tell you as a boy, I've never been in that position in any way, shape, or form. But certainly, a girl I like, I did all kinds of dumb stuff to impress her. Yeah. All kinds of dumb stuff.
Yeah, the
to
thing
impress
is,
the girls.
You were around to see if it worked or not.
Right.
This is the way it's always going to be? Yeah, but at least you'll be alive.
The truck that he'd turned on and had filling with toxic gas, he'd gotten out of it, and she convinced him to get back in.
In fact, she yelled at him, get back in there.
After she convinced him to get back in the carbon monoxide-filled truck, she did absolutely nothing to help him. She did not call for help or tell him to get out. She listened to him choke and die. So she's been sent to jail.
Good.
Now
where
you
she
know.
Belongs. She's a horrible, horrible person. And people will chalk that. She's young. She didn't know the ramifications of what. You know what? She's a horrible person. There should be anvil justice. You're walking down the street and it, just like in the cartoons. Anvil falls out of a window. Piano. Piano justice.
You know.
You're crushed underneath the piano.
I don't even know, because there are things, as I'm raising a daughter right now, there are things that I'm constantly telling her about kindness and about friendship and about family, and you wonder,
what was this girl told?
What were they filling her brain with that made her be
Or she's
so...
just rotten. Some kids are born rotten.
I don't know.
She's right about that. Some kids are born rotten.
Sometimes it's not bad parenting. It's rotten. Sometimes people are rotten.
Sometimes you'll have like two of the greatest parents and the worst of both of them will be put in that little baby.
Yep.
Be like, what the hell?
You can you ask 23andMe and they're like, oh, this person's like 42% rotten.
Yeah, and then there'll be like two horrible parents and like the best of them will come out and you'll be like, how did you guys get that kid?
Now listen.
I'm with you. I'm in this with you right now, Vinny.
Sarah?
I'm listening.
You and I are lucky enough to be witnessing on the ground floor as they build the foundation for future television stardom with Dramaste.
Oh, Dramaste, yes.
Dramaste.
Oh my God, I'm so excited about you guys' new reality TV show.
Man.
Bryn.
Marcus.
Susan.
Rudy.
Wait, don't get to Susan yet.
Sorry.
There's a lot of people ahead of her in the list of stars on the Dramaste. Aren't there?
Yes.
Yes. Anyway.
She's just the yoga teacher in it.
Susan. I wanted to make you guys aware of the latest new hot trend in yoga so you can bring it to Dramaste.
Okay.
All right.
By the way, have you heard anything? Like you guys did those interviews last week. When's the show start?
Mylan said he would send us some stuff of our cut-up interviews.
Oh, cool.
He sent it. Well, he sent mine.
Oh, he did?
Oh.
I haven't watched it. But...
Oh, I guess Bryn is the one they're looking
maybe
at.
Maybe he did send it.
Oh, Bryn's the only one who's made
quick,
a cut.
Quick, get a camera out. Get a camera out. This is about to be a fight.
Oh, Bryn.
Maybe I didn't look at the email correctly.
Or maybe you didn't get cast. Maybe,
yeah, and only Bryn got cast.
Maybe he forgot to send mine.
Quick, get in the diary room.
Huma!
Let's hear your thoughts.
Right. I don't know what's happening.
Did you get your video interview?
I got something, but I didn't open it.
Uh-oh, Yuzette. You better not give her a bat or
anything,
you guys.
Already going to their heads. They don't even bother to read emails from the company. Anyway, there's a new unofficial type of yoga called rage yoga.
Oh, rage yoga.
Oh, my God.
What?
No, I was thinking, is it? It's not that one where people go to places and they put on suits and they could get a bat or an axe or something and beat the crap out of stuff.
Well, it's not Trauma quite that stay. Far, but it involves doing yoga poses while you yell, curse, and drink.
Oh,
hey,
dude, there's something. Sometimes you know that whole primal screen therapy thing that was popular for a while. There's something to that.
People Their website says, "quote Zen is bleep." It's the F word. No, the F word. What? Zen as.
Oh, Zen as Zen F.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Sorry.
That's okay. I learned that from my kids. They say it constantly, and now it's.
It's penetrated.
Yeah, which means it's over. So.
On fleek.
It's very fetch.
One of the instructors says that even though swearing and cursing feels like the opposite of traditional yoga, it has the same end goal. Let go of your frustration and rage in a healthy way.
With booze and screaming.
You guys, it'd be great on...
You had me at drinks, but I don't want to be around with people yelling. Like...
Yeah, yelling is...
If I have to hear myself yell, then I don't want to hear other people yelling.
I don't even want to hear myself yell.
So... I'm watching the video for Rage Yoga.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And do you have all the details of, like, where it's at and stuff? It's in one location in Texas, and it's inside a brewery. So you're surrounded by kegs.
Oh, yeah. Well, the point is that no one knows them. Everyone's going to know you guys.
Yeah.
So we'll bring this to the class.
Just bite it and do it and then be like.
Okay, walk in and you say, listen, I'm taking your Dramaste class here, but I've got a bottle of booze and I'm going to be a little bit loud. So I'm going to be in the back row.
Apparently it's not for children. It's 18 and over rage.
Well, yeah, because everyone's going to be swearing their freaking heads off and drunk.
Yeah.
Speaking of drunk.
Yes. Oh, let's.
There's a 31-year-old guy named Matthew Amers. He got married in Northampton Township, Pennsylvania, back in late November. Things didn't go well, though.
Oh, no.
He got super drunk at his own wedding.
Great idea.
Nice.
Did you get super wasted at your own wedding?
No.
No, you held it together.
Can't really do it. I had drinks, but it's just you're busy.
So he's at his own wedding. Mm. His wedding. Drunk. Hits on an underage waitress.
Oh, boy.
Eventually follows her into the women's bathroom and groped her and exposed himself. Offered her $100 to do him. This is
at his wedding. So they're at the reception and she is like, oh my God, the groom is trying to get in my pants.
Got into a brawl with the country club staff when they wouldn't let him take his booze outside. Sir, no drinks outside. Fought with the cops when they showed up.
Oh.
At his wedding.
Oh. As trashy as AF.
So then what happened?
He was hit with a ton of charges last week, including indecent assault, indecent exposure, imprisonment of a minor, harassment, simple assault, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest. And I do not have any comments from his new wife.
Yeah, I was going to say, and on the list of things he was slapped with, how about divorce papers?
Yeah, annulment papers.
So he doesn't, they can't work through that?
Maybe they can. I mean, that
I don't know.
That's fortitude on her part or stupidity. It's both.
That seems like a red flag.
It does.
It also sounds like
he had a dented sperm.
He is a dented sperm. It sounds like he's gotten in trouble before. This doesn't strike me as first time with the law.
He didn't just go crazy on his wedding night. That lady, she knows this guy.
That lady that wrote us yesterday, I thought about it yesterday.
Which one? She wrote in
and said, my husband's mom ruined him. She did everything for him and he hates his job but won't go get a new one. And he doesn't. I read that and just thought, and you married him. Yeah. You knew.
Telling you, people put their best face forward. You know, it's after you get married and time has gone by, and then that's when your true colors come out, you know?
I've shown all mine way before the marriage.
That's the way to do it, Vinny. Yeah. People should know what they're getting into.
Sure?
It's like the lady who didn't know that the guy had a micropenis. You gotta lay that stuff out there.
I showed her that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's seen that, too. Yeah.
And that's why I love you, so don't be afraid to let them show your true colors.
I saw her last year, and she was so good.
Who?
Cyndi Lauper.
Oh.
She's an amazing live performer.
Really?
She still has it, huh?
Yeah.
She's got to be pushing 60.
Oh, for sure. Mm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 4 and 5 says, Dr. Ruth used to have a TV show, too.
Oh, that's mad. You know, I do. I felt like I was really exposed to her a lot. I liked it. Learn all kinds of stuff. She tells you all the stuff. Where things go, what to do with what, alternative positions, whatever you need.
Alternative positions.
I don't know, whatever, you know.
Your other hand?
Sure. All kinds of stuff. And she would just say it. She didn't shy away from it. She was the original love line. But it was sort of creepy because she was like your grandmother telling you. She was old even when I was a kid. I mean, she was 50 when I was 10.
I just like that people started talking because as I started to get information, I went, oh, I'm normal.
Yeah.
And not completely normal because, you know.
Because we're all aware, yeah.
But there was definitely. I mean, imagine you're 12 and your parents go, we're going to go out. You're going to be alone. And you're like counting the minutes because it's going to go down. And it's you don't even.
On the couch with the scrambled TV.
Nice.
And God knows what else. Mm. I remember my mom being like, I can't find the baby lotion. And I'd be like, oh, no, I didn't put it back. Oh, God.
Mom, my feet were dry. I rubbed it on my feet.
Or just, I mean, all of the fallout from the little sneaky, puberty-fueled nonsense that I was up to. The lotion's gone? I just bought this.
What are all these napkins here for?
Oh, yuck.
Oh, my God, you guys. Yuck.
Well, you're living it. You got two boys.
I've told them all along that was going to happen to them.
Right. Well, but see, you knew.
Right. And also, I never go into a closed door. Always a knock.
Smart.
Yeah. Well, you do it one time, and then you go, oops.
Awkward.
See you later. Actually, right. You don't even say that much. You just close the door. And
good job.
Walk away.
That's good
backwards.
Parenting.
Oh, Jesus.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's see that. Do you still have... I handed it to you. Chloe Flower.
Yes.
Flowers?
Flower.
Chloe Flower You know who she is. And you're going to find out more about her right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.